right now at 7.
Polls don't vote, people vote.
Governor Newsom taking nothing for granted in the final hour of this recall race. As for his supporters...
And I'm Kenny Choi in Sacramento. Why the Newsom campaign team is confident heading into the night and believes the governor will be able to keep his job. A closer look at the numbers.
The lead witness in the Theranos trial tells jurors she was starstruck by Elizabeth Holmes until she went to work for her.
And how a dog leash caused a deadly accident at a San Francisco BART station.
Right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, it's all in the hands of voters now. Live team coverage as the California recall race enters its final hour. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Kim Dasita. The polling numbers have been trending in Governor Newsom's favor as the campaign winds to a close. Today's 538 polling average gives him a nearly 16-point edge in his bid to keep his job. But the governor is not taking any of this for granted.
Polls don't vote, people vote. So many of the models and predictions are on the basis of traditional campaigns. This is an atypical campaign.
Republicans were counting on heavy in-person turnout today to try to narrow that gap.
KPIX 5's Betty Yu begins our team coverage from the registrar's office in San Mateo County, where in just about an hour the polls will close and the count will begin. Betty?
That's right, Liz. And right now, as you can see behind me, there are just a few people in line here at the registrar's office. Overall, things have been very brisk all day. Same goes for the 22 vote centers throughout San Mateo County, according to election officials. The registrar's office says that they've already received 60% of the ballots from registered voters, and of those, 97% were sent in via mail. Now, if you haven't voted yet, you can still do so at the polls until 8 p.m. Voters I spoke with tell me that they chose to turn in their ballot in person because they wanted that assurance that it would be counted correctly.
Because I'm an American and I believe that that's the safest way to vote.
San Mateo County voters traditionally have been very engaged, and you'll see that our voter turnouts are high. And as you can compare with the rest of the state right now, we're, you know, 10, 15 points ahead of the state return. So it really depends on the engagement of the voter.
Now, if you can't get to the polls by 8 p.m., you can still mail in your ballot as long as it's postmarked by today. And also, the registrar says the safety and security of your vote is their highest priority, and they do have the finest technology to ensure it. Liz?
All right, Betty. Thank you.
Governor Newsom made a last-minute stop in San Francisco today to thank campaign voters. KPIX 5's Kenny Choi continues our coverage from the state capitol, where Team Newsom is feeling pretty confident as these polls come to a close. Kenny?
Yeah, so one of the reasons why the Newsom campaign is so confident is because of the early returns. One of the advisors for Newsom saying that there is absolutely no scenario in which the Newsom campaign would lose tonight, saying that there's no evidence of a red giant waking up, only a blue giant waking up. Before the polls opened up today, more than 9 million ballots already returned, showing a substantial difference in balance between Democrats and Republicans in the millions. Before heading to Sacramento this afternoon, the governor in San Francisco thanking union workers helping his campaign during the ongoing pandemic.
It's been hard. You stack one crisis on top of the other, social unrest out on the streets. You got a pandemic-induced recession stacked on top of wildfires and COVID, and you're putting a petition out on the streets? I'm surprised it wasn't more.
Closer look at the early return numbers before the polls opened up this morning. 53% of all ballots coming from registered Democrats, 26% of those from Republicans, the rest from independents and others, translating to 2.3 million more returned ballots from registered Democrats. Data analysts say that is more than enough, even if they see a red shift at some point as the results come in tonight. The early returns, one of the reasons why the Newsom campaign is so confident heading into the night. Ken?
Still not official until they count them all up, Kenny. Kenny Choi, thank you.
Now, most of Newsom's top challengers are in Southern California this evening. Radio host Larry Elder will watch the returns roll in from Costa Mesa. Businessman John Cox is in Long Beach. Olympian and reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner in Beverly Hills. And former Mayor Kevin Faulkner, he's in San Diego. They're among the 46 candidates challenging Governor Newsom. Should he be defeated tonight, the top vote-getter on the ballot's B side will replace him. Again, the polls close in just under an hour. The minute we have results, we'll scroll them at the bottom of your screen. We'll also be streaming it on CBSN Bay Area starting at 8 o'clock tonight and posting updates throughout the evening on KPIX.com.
Well, in other news, witness testimony began today at the trial of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. A former employee turned whistleblower was the first to take the stand. Next, KPIX5's Leonard Mirez, who was inside the courtroom.
Well, today's testimony really seemed to illustrate the transformational change that took place with at least one employee who came in starstruck with Elizabeth Holmes, but then became less and less happy at the company when she realized that the hyped technology really didn't work. Erica Chung told the jury she first heard of Theranos at a career fair while at UC Berkeley, and that she was, quote, starstruck when Elizabeth Holmes interviewed her for a lab assistant job. She had a charisma to her, Chung told the jury, but her views began changing and Chung resigned less than a year after being hired in 2013 because she said the company's Edison blood analyzer kept failing. Chung said the machines couldn't pass routine quality control tests, but when she informed her superiors, she was told to disregard what they called these outliers.
The government will be trying to tell a story about Theranos, a story of a company that got into trouble because it couldn't meet its promises and dealt with that problem by lying to investors and to patients.
The prosecutor then showed the jury emails written by Chung and others documenting the problems, including one in which Holmes replies, quote, do we have enough sample to run this one on traditional methods? Traditional methods, Chung said, was the practice Theranos adopted of running patients' blood tests on other companies' analyzers. Chung has yet to be cross-examined and will be back on the witness stand on Wednesday. In San Jose, Len Ramirez, KPIX5.
Investigators have identified the victim of a gruesome accident at a San Francisco BART station. They say 41-year-old Amy Adams stepped off a train at Powell Street yesterday, but she was still tethered to her dog inside the car. She was dragged onto the tracks as the train departed. The NTSB is now investigating.
Well, some bad news for 49er fans. Running back Raheem Mostert will not be joining the team in Philadelphia Sunday. In fact, he won't be joining anyone's team this season. He is out for the rest of the year after electing to undergo surgery for a knee injury that was originally expected to sideline him for about 8 weeks. Mostert had just been named one of seven team captains.